Good morning and welcome to the MV Pro Call. Today is May 25th of 2023. And our conversation that we were having prior to the recording was we were talking about how we have actually been having this call for around 12 or 13 years now. And I appreciate everybody that jumps on, and it's hard to believe that it's actually been that long, but it's been pretty awesome. So I'll start the call off like we do every week. I want to say thank you for those who are joining, and whether it's in person, we have a small crowd today, but if you're in person or if you're listening to this later, we always welcome for you to send us an email or a text message or a Facebook message or whatever. Let us know what you think. And, if you have anything to add to the conversation, of course, we'll share next week. But I'll start it off like we do every week. Is there anything that anybody would like to share that they learned in the last week or any questions that you might have that you came across? All right. Yeah, it is a quiet, it's a small crowd today. So I'm going to go ahead. I have one announcement that I'm going to share, actually a couple that kind of tie in with today's topic. But I have been asked, and I am honored to say that I'm taking the role of the chairperson of the Technical Education Task Force for the Water Quality Association. So what our task force does is we handle the technical side, technical sessions at the WQA convention. So WQA convention is in early March. I think it's like March 5th through the 8th, if I remember correctly, of 2024. It's going to be in Orlando, but a lot of people come for the education, especially the technical side of things, because they want to get their continued education points. And so it's a challenge putting this together. I've been on the task force for a few years now, and just coming up with topics similar to what Kelly and I mentioned, topics for this this call. Coming up with topics that are, catered to those who are just starting in the industry and then those who have been in the industry for many, many years. And not only that, we're looking at the residential side and we're looking at commercial and industrial. So, and then everything in between. And, hopefully we're looking at emerging contaminants. This past year, PFAS was huge. You know, everybody was attending the PFAS sessions, and I was actually very pleased with the attendance that we had in all of the sessions. But at any rate, I'm very excited to chair this task force. With that being said, we do have a call for speakers. So if there's anybody that is interested in sharing their knowledge, we would love to have you submit. And you just submit that in the WQA website. If you're interested, let me know. Like I said, shoot me an email, text message, Facebook message, and I can make sure you get the link. But I'm also interested, I know we only have a couple of us on the call, but I'm interested in what topics would you like to see on the schedule for the 2024 convention? And we're talking the technical side. Business, I'm also on that committee, but right now I'm just kind of looking at the, well, you know what? Shoot, you can throw out the business side stuff too, because I'm on that committee and I would love to share with them also. Any ideas?
Jen, I do have ironic.
What would you like to see?
Well, there's something that I've been thinking about recently that is a bit of a throwback. It's something that we meaning the WQA, used to do periodically. I haven't seen it in many years. But basically, it was an educational session that consisted of round tables, maybe four different topics, one at each table, and you would pick the table of your choice, and every X, whether it was 15 minutes or so, you would switch tables. And you might have, as I say, maybe you had four topics. And so you might have one on iron, one on sulfur, one on, might be via technology, one on softeners, one on reverse osmosis, one on arsenic. But the idea was that you had a person at each table who had knowledge about that particular topic, and then you had attendees who would sit at that table and either ask questions or discuss how they handled the particular that particular issue. You know, if somebody's talking about sulfur, we had this, we found this worked. Do you know what I'm saying? That type of thing. And that was always one of my favorites, and I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like speed dating, but instead speed contaminants.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. And I always found it to be really one of the most interesting that I attended over the years.
That's very cool. I do remember in the past we had a couple, but yeah, I don't remember rotating tables or anything, but I think part of that has changed into having the panels, which I do really like the panels, but I like the idea of the round tables because then you get to mix and mingle a little bit more and get to know more people.
Right. That's right. This has a different dynamic than the panels.
Right.
And it may be that this hasn't, I may be going way back as far as when this was last done, but it was, as I just said, it was great. You know, you'd sit around a table with 8 or 10 or however many people were there, and you'd kick around. Maybe you'd say to the person who was sort of moderating that subject, yeah, I've got this problem, and I've got a customer who's got a high iron level, and I've been trying to do X. It's a free-flowing, you know. So
awesome. I love that idea. Love that idea.
I mean, I'm happy to be involved with that idea.
That sounds good.
I
think I just signed you up for the technical education task force, so yay.
I'm not sure. I'm not on it. I have so much trouble keeping track of anything these days.
I know.
Who was the prior chair of the committee that you've taken over?
Peter Cartwright.
Yeah, I think I was added to that committee within the last maybe 6 months or so.
I think so. Also, yes, I think so. So,
I mean, I just get, if I get an invitation to a Zoom link, I try to attend. You know what I mean? Whether I'm keeping track of what I'm doing, I don't know. But anyway,
right? Elaine, do you have any suggestions for WQA? Excuse me.
I got to think about. I have to think about that for a minute.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, I mean, just because I take the business side of it more than Ken, you know, we did a presentation Tuesday for realtors, and it was their weekly meeting, and you know, I was impressed by how much Ken knows.
So
he's got that whole technical side, but he probably doesn't know what our XMOD is on workers' comp, and you know, things like that. So we just have different skill sets. But I like the stuff that has to deal with, you know, running the business, how to run the business, you know, things like that. On more admin side as opposed to more technical.
And that's what makes you guys work is I mean, if you both were on the same, you know, same page, then you'd have to have somebody else that handled, you know, the business side or the technical side. So no, that's what makes it work. So that was kind of my topic that I wanted to bring up today is education. I am working on, I'm interviewing for a company. We're bringing on one or two sales professionals for starting their sales team back up. And as I'm doing these interviews, I happened to come across this young man. He just graduated with his bachelor's in business and marketing, I think is what it was. And he just graduated this past couple of months, and he's very, very interested in sales. And it's kind of funny. He told me, he's very excitable, and he says, I want to sell. That's all I want to do. I want to sell. You know, now I have this little tinge of concern when you have somebody that says, I want to sell. You know, it's like, okay, I like to hear the part where they say, I like helping others. I like giving more than I take. So, you know, he's one of these that I'm really I'm on the fence post about. So, but at the same time, I love the fact that he said he wants to sell, and that he has been watching YouTube videos and reading books and such on sales. And he asked me, what kind of books, what kind of videos, what, you know, where would he learn besides the training that Mona Vitality offers, where would he be able to go for resources to learn how to sell within the water treatment industry? And so, you know, I have a list of resources, but I'm wondering, and this is where I want to open it up, is where would you recommend that, whether it's somebody that's new or somebody who's been in, even if they've been in sales or in the industry for 10 years, where are places that they can go and continue their education? Whether it's books, YouTube, podcasts, or what have you. And go.
Well, I know that our parent company designed a website that doesn't have our name on it up until the very end, I think. It's a Mormon Water website. What's that called, Kenny?
Home Water 101.
Home Water 101. And we have a coach, and our coach said that was probably one of the best websites he's ever seen, because it's just a very easy to understand, you know, site that explains water for someone who is fairly new. And I've reviewed it. It's been a while since I've looked at it, but it is, you know, it's like a little online university about water.
Nice. So is that, can only your dealers?
Awesome. It's not branded under EcoWater. It's just kind of a, you know, if you're not the end, you'll see it's a Mormon Water production, but they don't, it's just an educational piece that Eco put out to the general public.
Excellent. Good, good. And I know the manufacturer that I represented many moons ago, they had kind of the same thing where they had little videos that you can look at, or, you know, we had, back then it was their university, you called it Connecticut University, kudos. And you got quite a bit of education there, and then videos that they put out every once in a while. Most of the videos were geared a little bit more towards what you could share with the consumer, but it was still kind of cool to see those videos and be able to share those with the consumer. Mm-hmm. So your parent companies, the manufacturers, definitely most of them do have some sort of education that they offer. Websites or videos and such. Any books that you've read lately, Elaine?
I do read. I'm in a book club, but they're not related to water. They're more related to business and sales. I'm thinking of all the books that they're. In fact, when I was just referenced, I do a 5 a.m. morning call too, and they were talking about Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference, and I've read that one, a lot of the 10X books. So right now we're doing, we do some oldies in there too. That's a 7 to 8 a.m. Book club this morning. And we're doing Secrets of Highly Successful People, which is an oldie but goodie. So
which one is that?
Yeah, we do Secrets of 7 Habits of, oh my gosh, now I'm getting the names mixed up.
The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People.
Successful People, yeah.
That was actually one that I was going to mention. Dr. Tani Lubner, we were talking one day, and that was one that she said was excellent. I have it downloaded, so I might listen to it on my way back home when I drive home. I might listen to that one. And 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Great.
Yeah, the other one that was pretty long, but it was really good, was The Success Principles by Peter Canfield. That was really good. But what I've learned as well is that I have to hear things a couple times. So I never liked audiobooks because I felt I was going to get too distracted. But now, you know, like, oh, look, a bird, that kind of thing. So I am now doing audio with the hard copy. And so I discovered the whole new world because I, you know, we drive and, you know, when I'm getting ready in the morning, I can listen to the book being read. So that's been really helpful. And that's very recent for me because I was old school, hard copy, highlighter, that kind of stuff, you know.
Right. And there are some books, there have been a couple books I've read recently and more that were inspirational that I wanted to share with my children. And one of them was Think Like a Monk, or Green Lights is another one that I really liked with Matthew McConaughey. But and I'd go through and I'd start to highlight the topics, kind of things that I wanted my kids to read also. My youngest, she likes to read the books that I've read. And so I'll highlight and say, okay, here's a little bit of a message that I think you need to hear, or I think this would help you out. So I am still a little bit old school, but I'll listen to them first and then buy it. If I think it's really good, I'll buy it and highlight what I think is she needs to hear. Awesome. Paul, any sales or business or, you know, even the inspirational type of books, anything that you have read recently or even in the past, oldies but goodies, that would help somebody in the industry?
Well, I must say I don't really have much in the way of any type of formal or even informal sales training. I mean, we obviously did sales all the time, but I mean, the book that I read recently, and it sounds like I'm being a shill, but Kelly's book, I thought was really well, well-rooted. And when you mention that gentleman that you're talking to is, let's say, highly motivated in the way you describe him, like he's motivated. It's just a matter of channeling that motivation into, productive means and also ethical and all of that. I found Kelly's book to be really just a wonderful book.
Why, thank you. I'll make sure he hears that. So, yes, Flowing to Success, that is when we start a new sales professional, they either the MP3 or the hard copy, or I'm sorry, the paperback. But we offer that to them. Kind of shows, as far as we know, it's the only water treatment sales book out on the out there. I'm not sure if there's any others or not, but we think it's the only one.
What I took away from Kelly's book, by the way, Jen, is the ethical aspect of how he approaches things. And I really thought that was so critical.
Yes. Very good. Stacey, I know you like to read a lot. What kind of books have you read recently?
Not a thing lately. Actually, I've been reading stuff on RVs and taking care of them. And I'm much more of a technical, not necessarily self-help, but things that are, I don't read fiction. I haven't in years. But things that are more self-help, things that can be applied. So I've been, and it's not necessarily books, it's more magazines and blogs and stuff on recreational vehicles and camping. But also water. Because I got a water filter for my RV.
I belong to a Facebook group, and it's Camper Girl or something like that, and I don't even know how, because I don't camp, so I don't know how I ended up in this group, but it's very interesting because a lot of the questions that come up, and there was one that came up yesterday where the girl has a gallon jug and it's yellow, and she's like, okay, how do I handle this, because I have a filter on my inlet water, but this is what it looks like even after the filter, you know? So when you're in an RV, the water that you get from some of these campgrounds isn't exactly the best water, you know? So, they just have to make sure that it's safe.
So we end up putting a camper on a lot my dad had up on Lake Erie. And I took it over when he passed away. And I tested the water a couple, 3 weeks ago, because we just moved this camper in a month ago. I tested the water, and the raw water is a hell of a lot better than my water at home ever thought of being.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I've got the softener. I've got the RO. I've got a Big Blue with a 2501 dual grade and a carbon filter on my home water.
The water Oh, my God.
So
awesome.
But we did put it in that filter that I'm going to look at other things.
Yeah. And you know what? That's the other, you know, getting into the, you know, construction, that was another candidate that we have. She says she's really interested in the construction industry. So kind of learning more about construction and, you know, venturing out into other industries, I think is really important too. So you can kind of tie it in with the water industry. So, also there was on Water Treatment Pros, there was actually somebody who had posted, he said when he first got in the industry, he would look at a lot of YouTube videos and podcasts, and he was wondering what was out there. And this was just yesterday, so it kind of like, well, you know, maybe this is something we do need to talk about on the call. Some recommendations that they did have on, you know, that people were recommending were, there's a podcast called It's Your Water. And that one I've listened to before, and it's really good. It's obviously about water. And then there's also the Water Filter Guru, and I've heard that one's really good. A lot of people have discussed that one. And then Tommy Mello Home Service Millionaire, I'm not exactly sure. I didn't get a chance to look that one up. I'm not sure if that's a podcast or if that's YouTube, but a couple of people recommended that. And then there's H2O Mechanic, which is H2O Mechanic and Clear Water Well and Pump. Again, I'm not sure if that's a YouTube or if that's a podcast, but there's a lot that I'm sure you can learn when you're talking about the well and pump industries. And then privatewellclass.org, that is probably one of my favorites to jump on every once in a while. That one, they're free webinars, and they talk about everything well. And they do have live classes, or they also have the pre-recorded. And that's one that I like to recommend to homeowners that have wells, because they're like, yeah, we just moved on a well, and we have no idea what we're getting ourselves into. So that's a really good one that you can share, and it's a third party that you're able to share with. WQRF.org, that's actually, there's a lot of education on there. That's where they have the Battelle study, which was the soap saving study, the energy saving study, the laundry study. We're actually going to have one of these days, we'll have Kayla from WQRF, which is Water Quality Research Foundation. We'll have her on. And she's going to talk a little bit about what is on the website, and what you can find. They have podcasts, webinars, and all kinds of things. As far as books, my recommendation, there's one that's called All In, and maybe this is a little bit more of a management type book, but Chester Elton, he spoke at the WQA convention a few years back. And before he came, when he was noted as the keynote speaker, I wanted to read one of his books. And I loved it, absolutely loved it. And that was a great one. People Over Profit by Dale Partridge, that's another one that's great. It's Break the System, Live with Purpose, and Be More Successful. And it's kind of more of a give more than you take type of book. And then we've also Little Red Book of Sales. If you go back in the MV Pro Call archives, we used to do kind of a book club, and that was one of the books that we read. And then we actually had Jeffrey Gittimer. He was the author. We had him come on as a guest speaker, and so you can go back in the archives and listen to what he had to say. And I absolutely, it was very cool. I was a little bit starstruck when we had Jeffrey on. And then also Tom Fries, he's the Secrets to Question-Based Selling. That one, I think, is probably, besides Flowing to Success, I think that one is one of the most relevant to our industry, because my philosophy is he who asks the most questions wins. And it helps you look at the questions that you're asking, the relevancy, and when to ask them. So that's one of the, you know, when we have a new sales professional coming in, we recommend Flowing to Success and then Secrets to Question-Based Selling. So any podcasts or YouTubes, there's a gentleman, he was on our call a couple weeks ago, and we plan on having him come on. I think it was Gary, the water guru. I think he's the one that we're going to have come on to the MD Pro call pretty soon here. But any other podcaster or YouTube channels that you guys can think of? Motivitality, by the way, has a YouTube channel. So a little plug there.
Hey, actually, I want to jump in. It's actually a book that I read years ago, uh-huh. And it's geared, and this guy does kind of like what you guys do, but he does it for the real estate industry. The book is called The 7 Levels of Communication by a guy named Michael J. Mayer, M-A-H-E-R, and I know it's on Amazon and stuff like that. But it's all about generating referrals and networking, but more the generating referrals and how to build that referral base. And the book is actually excellent because it's all rooted in things to do, but it's kind of like done as a fictional story of a real estate agent doing this. But so it's actually a really easy read, but there's just a ton of information in it and on setting up your referral network and working with people who's going to give you more referrals and setting them up on an ABCD level, basically who you're going to spend more time on. And it's a really great book on generating referrals.
I love that.
And I know they do like groups on Facebook and they do training and things like that also for the real estate agent industry. But referrals are referrals no matter what industry.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, we're coming up. Do we have any other recommendations? It looks like we're coming up on our time. I know we started a couple minutes late. Any other suggestions? All right, guys. Hey, I really, really appreciate you coming on. It's a small group today, but I think we had excellent conversation. If anybody needs anything, give me a shout. If not, then we will talk to you next week. Same time, same place. So everybody
hope
take
you
care.
You all have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.